Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
So Siobhlin, you're welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. If this is the first one you've listened to, you're very welcome indeed. We'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats, the seat holders, the boundaries, and the information you want to know, the infighting, the rivalries, and the turf wars. I'm Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by our ever-present Barry Lenehan, and also with us is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. And we're bringing it all back home, lads, to Cork North Central. This is your home constituency, Gary.
It is, Cormac. Yeah, I voted here for the first time in the 1987 general election. February 87, the old Hockey Fitzgerald glory days, which are long in the past. And Cork North Central used to be a brute of a constituency with all sorts of internal machinations within Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
And it's produced brutes.
Bernard Allen was a great servant for Fine Gael there, but he had his own whippersnapper at his heels in Colm Burke, who was still running today, years later.
And we'll come to that. I was going to say it produced a brute of a political dynamo and predictor as well in Gary Murphy, this constituency. But we'll come to that in a while. Barry, you might give us the essentials here, the top line, the seats and the seat holders.
So four incumbents limbering up to enter the ring here for this contest. Thomas Gould of Sinn Féin, Padraig O'Sullivan of Fianna Fáil, Colm Burke of Fine Gael, and Mick Barry of Solidarity, People Before Profit. Four incumbents, but Cork North Central now a five-seat constituency, an extra seat up for grabs. It's been described, the changes, as making it a Frankensteiner of a constituency, with some of the changes perhaps regarded as slightly incongruous as well by some observers.
Now, Gary, big changes in this constituency from the boundary review, and it's gaining an extra seat.
It is. So what the Commission have done is they have moved Mallow from Cork East, much, I think, to the chagrin of the Labour Party and Sean Sherlock, who then is not standing in either East or North Central. And maybe more incongruously, Ballincollig, which to anyone familiar with Cork, everybody would say Ballincollig is in the West, even in the South West. So that is moving in with a very significant population of over 20,000, and it was the old bailiwick of Bat O'Keefe, and it was also moved at one stage a few years ago, much to his upset, although he went on to retain his seat for Fianna Fáil. The four incumbents, I think, not all guaranteed to retain their seat, and we can discuss that. I think the People Before Profit seat is probably at some risk, Mick Barry, but the extra seat certainly livens things up.
What are the main issues here, do you think, in Cork North Central?
So one of the main issues certainly is simply social and economic disadvantage. This is the home, obviously, of Apple Computers, which has sent in Holly Hill, which has proved an enormous boon to Cork City and the North Side. It's in a relatively disadvantaged area, close actually to the home of Sinn Féin's Tomás Gould, from a very strong GAA activist with the St. Vincent's Club. But I think there has been a feeling that Cork North Central has been the poor relation to its wealthier south side, and I think that will remain a significant, a large issue. Yes.
Okay. Barry, let's get into the runners and riders with the usual health warning. This is a conversation based on what we know at the time of recording, and nominations haven't closed, so more names could still appear. With that caveat, who are the runners and riders in Cork North Central?
Yeah, well, the new changes to the constituency make the final two seats especially a bit like a Rubik's Cube, and we could be here all night going through the permutations. But one thing is for certain, we could box off the first three seats for the three main parties. The aforementioned Thomas Gould from Knocknaheeny, an area where 61% were worried about their own or their family's health in a most recent survey. Gould should easily be re-elected, but be interesting to watch the interplay between Gould and the anti-immigration candidate Derek Bly, who garnered 25,000 votes in those recent European elections, although he wasn't elected in the local elections. Of course, in more working class areas, the Sinn Féin votes suffered over issues around immigration, so it'll be interesting to see what Gould can keep up. Another seat could be boxed off for Fianna Fáil's Padraig O'Sullivan. He'll look to take seats around the rural hinterland of the constituency, around Watergrass Hill and so so on, and he looks good for a seat. He was re-elected rather comfortably the last time, was Páirdí O'Sullivan, on a day when Fianna Fáil took a quarter of the vote in this constituency and perhaps should have taken two seats, some would feel, within the party. And the third seat here could go, will go to Fine Gael, most likely Colm Burke, whom in the last election was elected for the first time to Dáil Éireann, 42 years after first standing to be a TD in Cork North Central. Now, Colm Burke's chances could be somewhat jeopardised or made somewhat lessened if and when Fine Gael add a second candidate in Ballincollig. That is still being worked through in party headquarters, as they would be geographically close, but Burke, a Minister of State, would hope to appeal towards traditional Fine Gael voters in the more rural areas of this constituency.
And that's a whippersnapper that Gary mentioned a short time ago. He's the old dog for the hard road now.
He is, and he is a rather understated performer, but has a bit of steel about him, and I would be surprised if his seat was at any risk, whether there, no matter who Fine Gael run as maybe a sweeper for him. I think once he's in, he's not going to leave his seat go. But the Ballincollig question is very interesting. All parties are looking at running a Ballincollig candidate, and I understand that Joe Lynch, the Tomás Gould's running mate for Sinn Féin, is based in that bailiwick.
That's right, Jed. He is the former Sinn Féin press officer, elected for the first time in the city council elections. Around roughly, people think 23,000 votes up for grabs, or an electorate of 23,000 there. And generally, when Ballincollig gets behind a candidate, they would elect it. Going right back to, say, Bat O'Keefe, who moved constituency with Ballincollig in 2007, for example. So if Ballincollig was to coalesce around a candidate, and at the moment the field appears open around there, then that could propel somebody into the mix. Fianna Fáil are looking at a second candidate. They did approach the Cork all-star Rena Buckley to try and run, but she wasn't interested. Some councillors are putting their hat in the ring around Ballincollig, including Colm Kelleher, who's really keen to run. But of course, issues around the gender quota are really perhaps slowing both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for throwing a horse into the race around the key Ballincollig battleground.
Okay,
on the constituency and on Ballincollig, Cormac, this would have been one of Sinn Féin's real target seats for two. If we were looking at Sinn Féin prior to its poor European and local election results. Gould is extremely popular, and it's been a pretty impressive, I think, first time TD. Very many will recall he made a very strong speech in the Dáil on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but he's been a very strong advocate for health and housing issues in the disadvantaged north, and they would have been, I think, pretty confident of a second seat here.
A huge performance the last time. He got 26.7% of the vote in the 2020 election, and the nearest person was Páirc O'Sullivan of Fianna Fáil at 15.8.
It's a huge difference. So if Sinn Féin are looking as this election to lead a government, to win the most seats, you would think Cork North Central, its geography, Gould's personality, the weakness perhaps of some of the candidates of the other parties, that this would be literally their number one target seat for a second seat in the constituency beyond where they hold already in Dublin Midwest. But I'm not sure, will they have enough?
Yeah, on the seats here, we mentioned Ballincollig perhaps propelling somebody. You have the first three seats, as we mentioned, boxed away. Three quarters of the observers and party officials I spoke to would also think that the fourth seat here is boxed away, and this is a key target gain for the new party, Independent Ireland, with Ken O'Flynn, of course, formerly of Fianna Fáil, his father Noel O'Flynn standing aside in 2011, thinking he'd be offered a nomination for the Shannons in order to allow a one candidate strategy. That didn't happen. Ken O'Flynn leaving Fianna Fáil in 2020 when he wasn't selected to run in that general election, and he has thrown bric-a-brats through the local press at the sitting Fianna Fáil TD Páirdí O'Sullivan, so no love lost there. Ken O'Flynn, based in the city, he's opened an office in Mallow as well, so he's appealing to that new part of the constituency, and he accrued a gargantuan vote of over 3,000 in the local elections in June. So some people think he's on track for a key target gain for Independent Ireland.
Now that I have two fonts of knowledge in terms of Irish political discourse, the Homer and Plato of Irish politics coverage, right, Barry and Gary, let me ask you this. Can you explain to me the strategy employed by some of the parties, on the left in particular, in Cork North Central? Two candidates for the Soc Dems, two candidates for Labour.
The short answer is no, I cannot. I find it inexplicable, and I can only think that it is something to do with personality. So for Labour, I would have thought that John Maher, who has been around a long time and has stood for the party in grim times, would have had a decent chance of getting pretty close to McBarry, perhaps the PBP candidate, and pushing for the last seat. And there's been a long Labour tradition in Cork North Central. Listeners will remember Kathleen Lynch, of course, held the seat. Gerry O'Sullivan, going back to that O'Sullivan dynasty for years, held it. And they lost it on occasion. And I just cannot for the life of me understand why they're running two. And the Sock Dems, much the same.
Yeah, the Sock Dems in particular, perhaps, is puzzling with Kieran McCarthy, who made a good fist of trying to get a seat in a different constituency the last time, and Susan Doyle, who ran in the European elections. I did put it to senior Labour figures, look, this is a bizarre thing to do, to run two candidates, but their logic is simple. They simply don't believe that Mallow will remain in this constituency beyond this election, that Mallow will be moved back to its home in Cork East. And so they're hoping that Owen Kenny can hold the vote, the Sean Sherlock vote in Mallow, and perhaps build towards the next election.
And he was his parliamentary assistant, wasn't
correct.
He?
Yes,
was. But like, I mean, second guessing the Electoral Commission, I think, is a dangerous game.
The key thing about Owen Kenny, he's also 24 years of age, and this is the key pivot point for Labour in this election. They're looking to get back into government perhaps once again. Owen Kenny was only 11 years of age when they went into government in 2011, and they claim Labour on the doorsteps of that period in government is now forgotten about. Labour strategists would say, and even those looking at the constituency, to underestimate the Sherlock vote at your peril. There might be around 7,000 to 8,000 votes in Mallow, and if Kenny could get 3,000 to 3,500 of those, if Mallow coalesced around a candidate, that maybe he could either help John Maher to get into the frame, or Maher could help elect him. But again, there's a lot of permutations there.
But of course, the problem is, like in all these constituencies, and I think Cork North Central maybe more than most, is you need a decent first preference vote to be competitive, and especially in a 5-seater constituency, you run the risk of dissipating the Labour vote between the two of them. And this is a critical election for the Labour Party. One could argue that on a very bad day and things go against them, they could be down to, you know, one hand, literally.
And Ken O'Flynn, who had an opening party with bongo drums or some sort for his office in Mallow, I mean, there's a risk that Owen Kenny's vote could simply drift towards him, whilst also maybe reservations about John Maher's vote, where that would go, and whether it would just maybe transfer within the city and towards the likes of Mick Barry, who, as you say, looks slightly vulnerable on the figures.
So it's very difficult to know. How do you think the Green vote will do here? Oliver Mooring is a councillor. He's based in Montanotti. He's running for them in this election. Now, some say they are swimming against the tide in this election generally, but Oliver Moran's chances?
I'd say slim to non-existent, really. I mean, as we just discussed, there's a lot of candidates, some of them very high profile. Then you have the what we think will be the strong independent in O'Flynn. You might have Blige doing reasonably well on his sort of anti-immigration far-right platform. And general elections for parties who are in government as minor parties, where we know there can be difficulties, I would be surprised if... He's a Cork City northeast side of the constituents. I would be surprised if he made any input.
Okay, Homer and
Plato. Sorry to write him off.
Okay, Homer and Plato.
Thing, yeah.
Give us your predictions then in terms of Cork North Central. Where will the seats go?
Yeah, one Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, one Sinn Féin, one for Independent Ireland. The last seat then really is a toss-up. You would think, looking at the field at the moment, that it should go along the lines of the left, but the argument that Ballincollig will surely elect someone does seem rather compelling on the figures, but at the moment that someone might be unknown.
Kerry?
Yes, I would agree with that. I don't want to write McBarry off, and I think he is a doughty campaigner, and I think he has a reasonable chance, but I mean, campaigns matter, and if the Sinn Féin can get their sort of act together, and if the Ballincollig vote and a sort of disaffection with the government comes to the fore, I think there is a chance they could nick that second seat.
Don't forget, Barry got that big transfer from Gould as well the last time, didn't he?
He did, he did.
I think your key phrase there is campaigns matter, and we're making this prediction before the campaign kicks off proper. So all of this could change, but this is the best we can say at this point in time. Míle buíochas le Gary Murphy, ó DCU, agus le Barry Lenehan, Atá Linn in Sheoran Podcast. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations close, of course. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, Ciarán Cullen on sound, our producer Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in on to RTÉ Radio 1 on Results Weekend and right across RTÉ Television and all of our digital platforms for full comprehensive coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now we're back, and since we recorded that conversation, we've finally found out the date of the election, and we have final lists of candidates as nominations have closed. So Barry Lenehan is back to give us an update on Cork North Central. What's the latest here, Barry?
How to solve a problem like Ballincollig? That was the question we posed, Cormac, amid a very complicated or congested picture around the final seat here. The area Ballincollig always elects someone with an electorate of 23,000, now part of this constituency. Neither Fianna Fáil nor Fine Gael had someone in the field in Ballincollig when we were last in the podcast studio. But the latest is that both parties have since each added two candidates to launch a three-pronged attack here. We had mentioned Fianna Fáil councillor Colm Kelleher from Ballincollig being mad for road, mad for the ticket. Well, it's his wife, Sandra Murphy Kelleher, who's on the ticket, a former star of The Apprentice with a big social media following. The pair tied the knot in New York last Christmas, a month after getting engaged. She ran in the 2020 election, accruing just 2.4% of the vote, but she will benefit hugely from this new enlarged constituency. Also on the ticket, and he was also there last time, is Knocknaheeny veteran councillor Tony Fitzgerald. He took in 6.5% of the vote last time and will look to shave votes from Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould. Now, local contacts say there's been a bit of spice on the campaign trail, shall we say, between the Fitzgerald and Murphy Kelleher camps. And Fianna Fáil thinks it's motoring well in Cork and really should be in contention for two seats here. But it's worth noting how the party probably should have taken two seats here the last time in 2020 in a four-seater and didn't when it ran the same three candidates up against Ken O'Flynn, formerly of the Fianna Fáil stable, who's on the ticket again here this time. And as they say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and expecting the same result. Fine Gael has added Imelda Daly from Glanmire, who was unsuccessful in June's local elections, but also Councillor Garrett Kelleher in the key Ballincollig area. However, he was only added on October 25th, perhaps too late in the day, and party bosses aren't talking up two seats here. Now, the hoopla around Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael has boosted hopes in Sinn Féin of a gain here, with Ballincollig councillor Joe Lynch, who Gary Murphy actually tipped originally. One Sinn Féin strategist described Lynch as the party's best chance of a gain nationwide, with the exception of Waterford. And it's also worth noting how Sinn Féin took 20% in Cork North Central in 2016, prior to any surge for the party. Now, some question whether Ballincollig has the right demographics, shall we say, to coalesce around a left-wing candidate such as Joe Lynch, but he's been canvassing the area for the local elections and has been on the doors ever since June as well. So he has first mover's advantage and is strong in the community too. A lot say from all the various parties that Labour's own Kenny is going well out of Mallow and perhaps get ahead of John Marr, his running mate. But will Marr's vote in Mayfield and Ballyvallan go back to him or drift towards Sinn Féin, Ken O'Flynn or indeed Mick Barry? It is, as one veteran strategist said to me, a very congested path to victory for Labour that they're trying to pull off for a seat here. And all these complications and muddying of the pictures here, there and everywhere may yet provide an opening after all for Mick Barry to hold his seat. This one very, very congested altogether. One other thing to note is Derek Bly, the anti-immigration activist. During the course of this campaign, he's been found guilty of threatening and abusive behaviour over a 2023 incident. But his name is said to be coming up in more working class areas in this constituency, so perhaps his vote will be one to watch at least. But the full list of candidates are included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.